sponsorship of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the great folks over at touringplans.com. When you have a touringplans.com premium subscription, you'll have the mobile app lines right there on your smartphone. And what this does is it gives you great information for that Disney vacation. First of all, you'll have access to the optimizer, which lets you pick the attractions you're most interested in, select those attractions, and it's going to come back with the information from right then and there to let you know the best way to see those attractions with the least amount of wait. Also, did you know that there's a live chat feature on the app as well? The folks that hang out in there are called Liners, and they're there to help you with any questions you may have. They're passionate Disney fans. Also, there's searchable menus and more. This app needs to be sitting on your mobile device to make your next Disney vacation awesome. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1015 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. A very happy mid-May Monday to you. I hope that everything is going well for you. And, you know, for all my teacher friends, hang in there. You're getting so very close to the end of the school year. I know we had Teacher Appreciation Week a couple weeks back, so hopefully everybody lets you know how much you mean to your students and your communities. So I know we have a lot of teachers that do tune in. It seems like Disney and teachers kind of go together. So, you know, the big reward's coming here in a few weeks. So hang in there. We're going to all make that together. So it's a Monday, and we talk trip reports on Monday here. I know a lot of folks really, really love these shows because you get a little taste of Walt Disney World or a Disney destination to kind of start your week. So we're going to do just that today, and we're going to head up north to Canada. And joining us, we have Rob. Hey, welcome to the show, Rob.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I am doing great, and you know, glad to have you on the show. How are things up in our neighbor to the north?
Hey, things are good. The weather's starting to turn around up here finally. It was looking a little bleak there at the beginning of the spring, but things seems to be going pretty good now. And yeah, we're looking forward to some spring and some summer.
All right, sounds awesome. And as I said, we love, you know, starting the week with a little Disney talk and talking trip reports. You know, it's kind of fun to see what everybody did on their vacations. We can learn from these. So you went way back in October, but you went for a reason that I bet you 99% of our audience didn't go. Because I know a lot of our audience, we go for dining. We go to ride rides. Some of us crazy folks go to run these races. I don't know why we do that, but it's fun. You know, there's a lot of us that are crazy together, the Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards. But why did you head down to Walt Disney World for this trip?
Well, all those things that you talked about, Mike, are the reasons why we started going down to Disney World for sure. But yeah, this trip was a little bit different for us. My family is involved with a martial arts club up here in Ontario, Canada. It's based out of the city of Cambridge, which is, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of an hour kind of west of Toronto. Well, maybe some of your listeners are familiar with Toronto. And so anyway, we got the opportunity to take part in the International Martial Arts Festival that takes place at the Walt Disney World Resort at ESPN's Wild World of Sports. Typically, they've been doing that, I believe, the last 4 years during the summertime. But this year, it happened to run into October. And the dates we went down for this one were between the tournament took place on 8th of October to the 11th of October. And we were down there from the 7th for about 10 days. I think if I recall, we came home on the 18th. So we were down there both for the competition and we were down there for a vacation afterward as well.
That's the way to do it too. When you go down, you know, for a special event, you know, whether it's karate or running or, you know, cheerleading, I know that's a big thing to do, Pop Warner football in early December. You know, it's a great opportunity to not only take part in that hobby or that activity that you're very excited for, but also to surround it with a Disney vacation. So, you know, how did you first initially find out that this event was taking place in October at Walt Disney World and kind of all the stars were aligning for you guys?
Well, typically we make our way down to Walt Disney World pretty much once a year. We've been trying to do that since about 2008. And we got some notifications about some international tournaments at our club. And the owners or the senior instructors there. We're trying to decide which of these tournaments that our club may want to get involved in. So I think some feelers were put out to the club as a whole. And one of the ones that they decided that they were going to take part in was the 2015 International Martial Arts Festival that takes place every year. Initially, we thought it was going to be in the summer of 2015. And this was probably a year prior to the event taking place that these kind of plans were being put in motion. And then probably about 9 or 10 months out, we realized that the actual dates were going to be in October, which, as far as I'm concerned, Mike, was going to suit us just fine. We had been down in the fall the year prior, and we had quickly realized that the fall was one of our favorite times of year to go down. And I thought, you know what, this is perfect. We're going to make a vacation out of this, as did most of the other families that went down. And we're going to go down, we're going to represent our club, and we're going to have a vacation afterward.
That's a great way to go. And I love when those, you know, like I said, like the stars align there to where you get to have fun, you know, doing your passion, you know, having your sport or your activity there, but also surrounding it with a vacation, especially tagging the vacation onto the end. Now, talk to our listeners about how planning something like this is different than if you're just going down just for vacation, you know, because that way you'd either work with a, you know, vacation planner, or you just go to Disney.com, or, you know, just work it like you always do. I think we all know how to plan vacations. But when you're going down with a group, especially for an activity like cheerleading, karate, sometimes with running, it just depends. But if you're with a team sport, especially, is the planning any different for events like that?
Oh, absolutely it was. And I got super excited, you know, certainly when, you know, the announcement was made that our tournament team was going to go down to this particular event. I quickly, you know, jumped up to the front of the class and I said, look, you know what, you're looking at a Disney geek right here. And I would love to get involved in the planning stages and help the rest of the families wherever I can to make this all happen for everybody. So absolutely, it is a completely different animal, so to speak, than when you're just dealing with like our typical family of four would be going down every year. And now we're talking, you know, over 30 people are going to be going down. So it was definitely different that way. What we did was we used a reputable agency up here in Ontario, Canada. And we had them actually come out to the club and do two presentations for us, just to give us an idea of pre-planning what that was all going to entail. And then after the pre-planning, that was when people had the opportunity to contact that agent on their own and, you know, just set out the guidelines for their particular stay while they were going to be down there. And then as it got closer, I believe we were about 4 months out, we had another sit down with the agents, and they helped everybody walk through, you know, what you're going to be looking at. Not everybody had been down to Walt Disney World before. So there was a lot of questions about dining. There was a lot of questions about, you know, how to work the parks, things of that nature. So we had the fortune of having this agency help us through this whole process. And along with the little bits of information that I was able to provide, pretty much went off without a hitch. It went off very, very well.
All right, sounds great. Now, let's talk about the actual karate event itself, because a lot of us have been over to Wide World of Sports, especially if you're a runner, you either run through it. My buddy Scott and I, a lot of lizards, we bemoan how much we hate ESPN Wide World of Sports, and it's just because it's like at mile 19 of the marathon on Sunday. So you're hating life about then. You know, you're so close to the finish, yet so far away, and you got to run through every square inch of that complex, and it's an awesome complex. If you've never been there, really, there's not a reason to go there unless you're going to be participating in an event or, you know, going to an expo or something like that. I know they give like free vouchers to go there, but unless you're into amateur sports, there's not really a great reason to go there. But how did the karate event go for you guys? You know, Disney hosted you. You can see the cheerleading events a lot of times on ESPN. But what was, I hope it was a first class event for the karate portion of the stay.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Definitely Disney all the way. They looked after every aspect of it. It's a rather large event. It takes place in the main building area, which I believe they do some of their basketball games in. And so that floor was entirely covered. And I believe we were looking at anywhere from, on the main floor, you're looking at anywhere from 6 to 10 rings on the main floor. And then they use the upper mezzanine as well. And that's actually where we ended up. We're part of the traditional karate organization. So we were up on the mezzanine, which was a little nicer. Well, we had the opportunity to look down on the main floor and see what was going on down there. But for our piece of the event, it was very intimate up there. It was split into two in the mezzanine. We had the traditional karate on our side, and then on the other side we had the sport karate organization was on the other side of us as well. On the main floor there were things like Taekwondo was going on. There was things like Kung Fu going on. They had some grappling going on this year. It was an event held over the 4 days, and I believe it started on the Thursday, and basically each discipline pretty much had a day. So our particular day was October the 10th, which was the Saturday, and that was the date that that we went over there. So for our club, we took 9 competitors with us, and they ranged in ages right from 5 right up to myself and my wife, who are, we'll say, in our earlier 40s. So we spent pretty much from 8 o'clock in the morning till, I think, our events wrapped up somewhere in the neighborhood around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, up in the little mezzanine there. So it went very well. And as I said before, it was 100% Disney. These guys did it right. Absolutely 100% right.
Yeah, I've walked around there a lot of times, you know, either at the running expos or just for other, times that I've been there. And I've always been kind of jealous because it seems like it would be, I'm a baseball player. Like, I used to play a lot of baseball, softball, stuff like that. And it would have been so cool to have played a tournament there because, you know, the fields are so nice. The venues are incredible. And just the atmosphere, you know, it's the embracing of amateur sports. And it just seems like it would take your game to the next level, your passion there. And it seems like, you know, that's really kind of a great showcase event. And I know Paige had the opportunity a couple times. They started kind of toying with the idea of playing a soccer tournament down there because there's lots of amateur soccer that takes place at Wide World of Sports, but we just never, you know, the schedules never lined up. They just never kind of got over the hump to where they thought they were good enough to go down and spend the expense to go to Florida to play in a tournament. But it seems like you really kind of got that first class, you know, kind of like, you know, this is the big leagues here of our event while you were down there. That's really cool to hear.
That's certainly what it felt like for us. I mean, it was the International Martial Arts Festival it's an all ages event. It's kind of, as I touched on, it's a multi-discipline event. So there's martial arts from, you know, you name it, it was there, all experience levels. So it's not like you had to be, a 10-year black belt, or you had to have a certain amount of time in your art to actually go down and participate. They had events for all ages and all experience levels. And the really cool thing was that they brought in respected authorities for each of the disciplines that were represented there to do the judging and to run that particular piece of the tournament. So you certainly felt like you were, you know, in the big leagues, even though there were some of us there, such as myself, who are, you know, relatively new to the sport of karate. And yet, no, we're just kind of working our way through the ranks. But I certainly felt like I was in a top level event. Absolutely.
Sounds awesome. I love the feeling of Wide World of Sports. You know, it really celebrates amateur sports, which to me is kind of what sports are all about. And I love professional sports. I'm the biggest sports fan there is. I'm sitting here in my Blues jersey as we record. Hopefully we're still in the Stanley Cup playoffs at this point when this airs. You know, and cross my fingers. I don't want to curse the team. We always seem to be cursed. So we'll see what happens. But love my Cardinals, love my Mizzou football. So I'm a huge fan, but the amateur sports, the atmosphere of that place is incredible. So, well, let's kind of hop into the vacation part of the trip, because I know, that's what everybody can really relate to. I don't know how many karate enthusiasts we have out there. And if you are, don't whoop me on my next vacation if I do something wrong. Don't chop me or anything. So let's talk about, like, where you stayed and why did you make that determination and who all traveled with you and that stuff.
Yeah, perfect. So typically, we like to vacation. We certainly have a certain recipe for our vacation that we like to use. And I didn't want to step outside of that just because we were going down for, you know, a bit of a different vacation where we had the tournament at the beginning and then the vacation at the end. So we pretty much stuck to the recipe of our vacation. Typically, we stay at the value resorts. And we will take part in the snack counter table meal program. Go with the park hopper, And we try to go down for, we were down there for vacationing that piece. Then we would have been down there for the vacation part for about 7 days after the tournaments, which is typically what we like to do. So this year for the tournament, most of the participants in the tournament, and there was nine of them, stayed at Pop Century. Is where we stayed for this trip. And we've stayed there before and really like it. It's one of our go-to resorts when we go down. So that's where we stayed. That's what we ate. And that's how we park hopped.
So what, obviously you said you've been to Pop Century before, but it seemed like, you know, because I'm sure you were talking with the fellow competitors there with you, and especially some first timers. Did it seem to suit them as well? Because I think, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, I've never been to Walt Disney World, or it's been 20, 30 years. And it's a whole different place than what I went to in like the early 80s or something like that. And I always kind of encourage first timers, especially if they're kind of budget conscious, even if they're not really. I think Pop Century is a great kind of introduction to what Walt Disney is all about, because it's very themed. It's affordable. It's got great, nice food court where you can easily get meals. It's got good transportation to where you need to get to go. I mean, what do you think for the folks outside of yourself that didn't have the experience? Was Pop, do you think, a good choice for them?
Absolutely, it was. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, when you're taking part in you know, a vacation, and you're also, you know, looking at the expense of being part of a sporting tournament, certainly cost is going to be a consideration. Well, I mean, you know, Pop Century, as far as I'm concerned, is in terms of the value resorts, it's the best of the value resorts in my mind. For this particular vacation, it was a good choice. Pop Century is essentially almost right across the road from Wild World of Sports, so it's a quick trip over there. And yeah, I think it had everything we needed there. You know, certainly we enjoyed the food court there, and I think everybody else that was staying there enjoyed it as well. It had a little bit of, we were looking for, when we got there, obviously we had a day, 2 days prior that we were getting ready for the tournament, that most of us were there. So we're looking for, you know, a place to practice. You know, we certainly wanted to tune up some of our forms and whatnot. And, you know, there are little patches of grass around the Pop Century Resort, which worked out very well for us. We found one that was kind of out of the way and big enough for all the competitors to get on and get some time to practicing before the tournament. So I think Pop Century, you know, for anybody doing the Wild World of Sports and has a tournament or a sporting event going on there, I think it's a great choice in terms of resorts.
Definitely has the best location. You're exactly right. I mean, it's right down Victory Way, and bam, you're right at ESPN Wild World of Sports. And hey, you guys could have practiced right in the shadows of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. You know, it's a great.
You got it.
That's a great place to get some. You know, there's a little nice patch of grass back there by Hourglass Lake and the Potato Head family. And you know, my daughter Mallory makes us always go see the Potato Heads, even if we're not staying at Pop. So I don't know what it is. She's got some kind of potato. I don't know what's going on with that. So I'll have to take her to the doctor or something, I guess. Who knows? So now, did you guys get the opportunity to possibly, you know, tour the parks with your fellow folks that travel down from Canada with you? Because I know traveling in the parks as a group is a challenge, and it brings up opportunities, but it also, like I said, brings up challenges. So did you guys go into the parks and try to do things together at any point?
Well, you know, I knew from, you know, listening to other podcasts, and I don't know, you know, Be Our Guest has talked about it before, that, yeah, there is certainly a challenge to large groups traveling to the parks together. For the most part, the competitors and their families, you know, once the planning was out of the way and once they kind of had a feel for what they were going to be doing, you know, we encouraged them. We said, you know what, we don't need to be tied at the hip. I mean, if you have any questions, you know, here's my cell phone number, send me a text or whatnot, and I can try to help you through stuff like that. But I mean, we don't need to be joined at the hip, and you know, you guys go off and do what it is that your family enjoys doing, and we're going to do the same. We had, you know, quite a range in ages in the kids too. So I mean, not every, you know, park route is going to, you know, kind of suit each one of the groups and the families that were there. So I felt it best, and I think everybody kind of agreed that for the most part, we would, you know, kind of go our separate ways. We would meet at the tournament, and then we also had a tournament dinner that we all attended and got to. Now, we ran into each other around the resort, and we did run into each other at the parks on occasion and, you know, would stop and chat, how's your day going, that kind of thing. But other than one family that we pretty much went to the same park to, But then we kind of went in different directions of the park and met up for meals later on in the day and that type of thing.
Yeah, that is so smart, because the temptation's there to try to keep everybody together because you want to have this kind of shared experience. But it bogs you down. And I imagine too, with this karate, you know, group, that it's got a wider range of ages. Like if you're taking a cheerleading squad, typically they're all going to be within a couple of years, you know, they have the same passions. They're all within a couple of years of each other. Same with football. You know, most of the team sports are going to be about, especially the younger kids. It's going to be kids that have pretty much all the same likes. I can't even imagine trying to wrangle cheerleaders or football players or soccer players around the parks together. That just gave me a headache just thinking about it. So you made the right call. I love how you just said, here's my cell phone number. We'll see you at a meal. So speaking of meals, you said you had a team dinner. So how did that go, and where did you guys take advantage of that?
That run went really well. It took a little bit of finagling. It took some working on prior to heading down. We were going to have a group of 30 plus people. You know, the first consideration is who's going to be able to support that many people. You know, the second consideration is that, you know, again, we're going back to that whole idea that now we have, you know, little ones, you know, as young as, you know, 2 and 3, you know, right up to our adults. How are we going to try to find some place that's kind of going to appease everybody and everybody's going to enjoy? We toyed with Splitsville at one time. We did have kind of a indication that they would be able to take us. And we also had Ohana on the radar as well. And eventually it was decided that we were going to stick with the Ohana reservation. And it took a little bit of finagling. We had seating for, prior to going down, we had seating for about 27 of the 30 that were going. And basically, we were left with a position where we're going to cross our fingers. You know, we're going to go down. We're going to meet with the manager, you know, as soon as we get down there. And we're going to beg, borrow, and plead and see what it is he can do with us. And at the end of the day, in true Disney fashion, they came through and they seated us all. And they seated us all in the same area. And it was an awesome team tournament dinner. It went really well.
What a great place, too. It's just, it's got a little something for everybody. You get the environment of the Polynesian, which is pure Disney and pure relaxation and kind of Disney at its best. And, you know, you're hop, skip, and a jump from the Magic Kingdom, too. So good call. Now, yeah, it's Splitsville. That's an interesting option, too. I never thought about that, but that'd be a great place because they have a wide variety of options. You know, just grab them there and then bring them to your, you know, you're in a bowling alley, but the food is really, really good there. So both great options. But, you know, I would have picked Ohana, too, if it had been me. So I'm glad you had a great meal there.
Yeah. And, you know, the Splitsville piece was, you know, we had to go back to that consideration. You know, is there going to be really something for the younger kids to do there? I had never been to Splitsville other than kind of walking by and just kind of walking through the, you know, one side and having a look and heading out the other door again. We've never, you know, had a meal there. We've never spent any time bowling there. So I really didn't know what, you know, it was going to, if we ended up there, what it was going to look like, how it was going to work out. But I had been to Ohana a number of times. I knew it was really good. Some of the first timers who, you know, had reached out to family members and friends who had gone before had heard that, you know, Ohana is the place to go. And they were pretty pumped about us trying to get that one. And it worked out in the end. So.
And so did anybody end up in a meat coma from all the skewered meats you have there? I mean, just thinking about that's making me a little sleepy right now.
Well, I tell you, you know what? If you don't go down to Disney and at least have one day where you get into a meat coma, you're doing something wrong.
That's exactly right. You're so smart. That's right. Okay, so highlights of touring the parks. You know, you were there actually during the Food and Wine Festival over at Epcot, as I recall. So did you guys have an opportunity to take advantage of that?
We absolutely did. And again, that's where we got excited once again. Once we realized the dates for the tournament had been changed, it was like, yes, we're going to be down there for Food and Wine. Yes, we're going to hit up Mickey's Not So Scary. It just worked out so very well. We didn't have one specific day that we spent the entire day doing the Food and Wine. Epcot being one of my favorite parks, and my family's as well. Most of my family really enjoy Epcot. So we went to Epcot on multiple occasions while we were down there. And actually, that was the first park we hit when we got down there on the 7th of October. Once we got in and settled at Pop, we made our way over to Epcot for, we got there about 2:30 in the afternoon, I guess, and had a couple fast passes there and ended up dining at Teppan Yeddo during the evening.
That's a great place to eat. I love that place. And, you know, so did you Did you tell you? I think you did it the right way too. You know, don't focus on one day because you can only eat so much in one day. Just kind of go over the length of your trip. Just swing in for a few hours here, a few hours there, and kind of graze on the snacks. So, did you guys see anything that you really liked at the Food and Wine Festival that maybe you'll come back this fall? Who knows?
Yeah. So we, I like the, you know, even though we've all, you know, we ate at Tapanero, I still enjoy the food kiosk that they offer outside of the Japan Pavilion there. We often get something there. Yeah, that's probably one of our favorites. And I think we've tried the, was it this year that they had the Hawaiian? I think they had the Hawaiian one down at the International Gate there. I think they had the Polynesian one as well. So we've tried a couple of those different ones. And yeah, those are our kind of our go-to types of foods when we go down there.
Yeah, those sliders at the Hawaii booth are incredible. I could go for a couple of those right now. Those are really, really good. As you enter World Showcase, like I said, where you go from Future World into World Showcase, very, very good booth. Don't ever miss that one.
Yeah.
And, you know, also, just so you know, real soon here in about 1 month, they're going to be doing the preview for the 2016 festival. I can't believe that's already in our thoughts. It's, man, I don't want to wish away summer, but pretty soon we'll know about all the booths and what they're going to be offering here for this fall. So let's also talk about some of your time in the other parks. So you did Epcot, you had the International Food and Wine Festival going on, but did you see all four parks? Did you do any water parks? Did you spend any time at Disney Springs?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We hit them all when we go down there. So, I believe our second day we split between, Hollywood Studios and Epcot once again. We had a meal reservation at, Via Napoli. So in the morning we went to, Hollywood Studios, got an opportunity to do a couple of our favorites over there, Star Tours, Toy Story, Tower of Terror, that type of thing. And that's, you know, that fits in line with how we like to, you know, tour the parks as well. You know, typically we'll split up our day, you know, we'll try to hit magic hours in the morning where they're being offered, you know, stay there till noon, 1 o'clock, make our way back to the resort, kind of have a bit of a break and then head out in the evening again. So on the second day we got through Hollywood Studios and again back to Epcot. For a couple hours, we went to, as I said, Via Napoli, and that was our first time eating at Via Napoli. So that was a new experience for my family.
So, what did you think of that? Did you have pizza there? What did you think of the meal at Via Napoli? Most people love that place, and it's kind of it's not really a hidden secret, but it's a great place. I enjoy it a lot. I love the quattro formaggi. But what do you like?
Yeah, most of the family got pizzas. I think there was a couple that tried some of the different entrees. But yeah, mostly we had the pizzas there. As I said, that was our first experience with Via Napoli and definitely one that we'll put on the radar to go back to. We really enjoyed that.
All right, so did you guys spend any time in the Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom? Well, what were your thoughts on those two parks?
Yeah, absolutely. So the following day, which would have been our Friday, so the day prior to the tournament, we got to Magic Kingdom again. We did that in the morning. Again, did our favorites there, Kilimanjaro, Safaris, Cali River Rapids, Expedition Everest. And that was a bit of a sad day for me, Mike. It's about my third trip in. I found a hat that I liked, and that's not an easy thing for me. So our third day on the Friday, we went to Animal Kingdom, we got on Expedition Everest, and in the process of, you know, putting our stuff, stuffing all our stuff in the little mesh bag in front of us, I forgot to take my hat off, and the next thing you know, she's gone.
Rob, the only way a good Canadian is supposed to lose their favorite hat is at a hockey game when somebody scores 3 goals. Come on, I thought you were going to, give us a hat trick story.
Yeah, well, sorry, this is as close to a hat trick story as I can give you. It was a pretty sad day for me, but anyway.
The old Everest hat trick. We'll just call it that.
Exactly.
All right. So Magic Kingdom, tell us about your time over there. What are some of your favorite things to do at the Magic Kingdom?
So my kids are a little bit older now. So, you know, when we started going down, they were a little bit younger. And, you know, Magic Kingdom was a big deal for them there. As they've gotten a little bit older, not that we don't spend any time in Magic Kingdom, we don't spend as much time in Magic Kingdom. So yeah, we went over there, I believe it was the Monday following the tournament, being on the Saturday. We went there, Magic Kingdom on the Monday. And that coincided with our tickets for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So the Monday we went and we did our Space Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And we like to take our time at Magic Kingdom, because typically at this point in the game, it is kind of maybe a one and only on the trip, or maybe a day and a half at Magic Kingdom. So we'll certainly spend some time at Magic Kingdom and wander around and try to get on as many attractions as we can, along with the fast passes that we've made. So those are our favorites. We really enjoy Pirates. We really enjoy the Haunted Mansion. This would have been our second ride on the Seven Dwarfs Mining Trains. That's another one that has kind of been a bit of a favorite with us now. So later on our Magic Kingdom day, we went after we were done at the park for most of the day, we went to Boma, ate there, and had an opportunity to walk around the Animal Kingdom Lodge a little bit, and then made our way back for the Halloween party at night. Oof. That was our big Magic Kingdom day.
So that's a great day there. Magic Kingdom, Boma, and then going back for the party. That's something. I'm heading down to Animal Kingdom Lodge in about a month from now, and I can already smell Boma. Boma's just got its own smell, and it's so good. I can't wait to go back. So, got me excited for that. So now let me ask you this, because about 2 weeks ago, the tickets for the Halloween party and the Christmas party went on sale for the 2016 season. A big price increase there on the tickets this year. But what were your thoughts on the party? Did you guys feel like you got a good value out of it? Did you enjoy it? Was there anything that you would like to see changed? What did you think about the party last year?
So we had been the year prior, and that was kind of a bad example for us, because we attended on day one of our trip. So, typically, being from Ontario, the way we run it is we drive over to Buffalo, and we catch a plane out of Buffalo into Orlando. Day one to then arrive and then try to spend as much time in the evening at the Halloween party, that was a bit of a bust. So that was our first year. So we thought, this year for the tournament trip, we're going to give it a try again, and we'll, put it at a different point in our vacation so we can enjoy it. I found that I enjoyed it a whole lot more this time around. First of all, because I wasn't dead tired from just having arrived. And it, gave me the opportunity to, walk around and see what's going on there. And the parade is amazing. We always, the last time we stopped and watched the parade, and we did it again this time. And the other thing that we really enjoyed was the fireworks, which the year prior we really hadn't noticed. I think we left the party relatively early, but this year we stuck around, and the fireworks are just amazing for the Halloween party. So we really did enjoy it. It was a good value for us, I think.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be leaving early this year with the price increases. I think everybody's going to be staying until the bitter end, whether it's raining, hailing, snowing, who knows. They're going to be there till the very end. But I think both parties are fun. It's just, I think they get kind of expensive. So you got to make sure that you really want to do that and that you're getting an absolutely good value out of it. So let's kind of wrap up the show. And I want to do this because you have a unique perspective on things. So looking back at this kind of a trip, because it was different than your just vacation, what lesson did you learn that maybe somebody that's taken a group down with a band, or like I said, cheerleading or Pop Warner football, or, their basketball team's going down, what is something that maybe even you as a Disney fan and somebody that knows the ropes kind of was like, oh man, I didn't consider that. And then once you got there and you've had this trip now, maybe you could pass that on to somebody in our audience that might be in the same situation here in the future.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, and we talked about it a little bit there in the beginning, was, how, challenging it is to take a large group down and try to, stay together as a group. I think that's really the biggest thing. I mean, pick your battles when it comes to that type of thing. Certainly we were together for the day of the tournament itself, and, we spent the day together, all kinds of camaraderie, had a great day there. Then we followed up the following day with our tournament dinner. Again, spent the meal together, talking about how the tournament went and, just enjoying each other's company again. But then again, after that, we kind of, filtered out and did our own vacation. And I truly think that is probably, a smart way to do it. I think to try to, appease everybody, in terms of, which park we're going to go to and which attraction we're going to take part in, I think you're just asking for trouble, to try to make that work. So I certainly think the way that we did it worked well for us. Maybe it's not going to work well for all groups, but I think that's something that they should really, you know, stop and think about for a minute. Is it going to be worth, you know, the hassles? Is it going to be worth maybe the grumpy people in the group that aren't happy with, you know, where what park we're at today and that type of thing? I think it's something, you know, certainly to consider. If that's not the way it's going to work out for your party and it works better that you stay together, then that's going to be your call. But I think you really need to think about, letting the group kind of off the leash, so to speak, and experience their own day.
And what I really like about the way you did it is, I mean, this is just me personally, but like, you know, I've played hockey a lot. I've played a lot of team sports. I love sports. And the thing is at the end of a tournament that you've been looking forward to for a long time, it's kind of, you know, just kind of sad that the event's over. But I mean, it's pretty easy to cushion the blow when you know you have four or five more nights at Walt Disney World. You're going to have some great meals, some great experiences in the parks, and you're staying at a great resort. That kind of makes the whole experience complete. It gives you something to look forward to beyond the competition. And I like how you put it at the end so that you had, you know, your focus was on, we're there for the karate event. And then once that's over, it's time to celebrate, it's time to have fun, it's time to vacation. So I think, you know, that's something that's really a good lesson to be learned for folks that are looking at kind of combining the vacation with the sporting event over at ESPN.
Yeah, and I think it was important for me to make sure that, you know, we came to that proper conclusion, because for a lot of the people that went down with this, you know, I hope not, but it's a possibility that, you know, that might be their one and only. Or it may be, you know, a number of years before they get the opportunity to go back again. So certainly, you know, I didn't want anybody to go down and have a negative experience down there after, you know, listening to me hype up Disney for years and years. I didn't want anybody to have a bad experience down there. So I certainly wasn't going to, you know, force anybody to, you know, take part in things that, you know, not everybody was going to enjoy.
That's so my fear with this podcast. You know, I love talking about Disney and I love sharing how fun it can be and what a great place it is. And I just never want anybody to have a bad Disney experience after listening to the show, because I've always had so many great ones. So we're a lot alike here, Rob. So I'm going to have to make it up to Canada. We'll have to hang out some time up there. And as always, I appreciate your support. And thanks for kicking off the week with us here on the show. It's a very interesting perspective on a trip, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Mike. I really enjoyed sharing our experience, and you guys keep on keeping on doing what you're doing, because you're doing an awesome job.
I don't know what else we'd do, Rob. We're over 1,000. We just got to keep going now. All right, well, we can keep going because of great sponsors like our friends over at touringplans.com. Len and the crew are working hard each and every day to make your next Disney vacation much more efficient. You don't want to waste time waiting in lines. You know, that's what everybody does. If you have a premium subscription to touringplans.com, which is really the cost of a counter service meal down at Walt Disney World, you're going to have 365 days of access to the mobile app lines, which, like I said at the top of the show, is going to give you access to so much information. You can use the optimizer there, which lets you pick the attractions you're most interested in. You know, hey, if you don't want to spin on the teacups, don't select it. You don't have to worry about it. It'll skip it. And it'll tell you the best way to see those, you know, 8, 9, 10, 15 attractions you want to see with the least amount of weight. You'll also have, and this is something that is invaluable. I'm telling you, if you're a parent, you need this, searchable menus. So if your daughter is a picky eater, not that I would have any experience with that, but if they need a soft pretzel, you can just type that in. It'll tell you the nearest concession stand that has that. Or if you're looking for a certain entree at a counter service restaurant, you know, fish, it'll tell you where to go to find that, the cost and everything else. It is just, it's just like having a little concierge there on your smartphone. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They've been with us for years, and we appreciate that so much. They're over at touringplans.com. Do give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter, and we'd love a follow on each at BeOurGuestMike. And we have surpassed 4,000 likes over on Facebook. So come on over and get in on the conversation. It's going all the time over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We'd really appreciate that. And keep your eye out, because the 12-hour live show is coming your way next month, very, very soon. Lots of great guests will be on the air for 12 hours straight, of course, raising money for the great folks down at Give Kids the World. It's an annual tradition. We will surpass $50,000 raised for Give Kids the World this summer from all of our live shows. And that's because of your generosity and the real magic you make for folks that need it. So looking forward to that here very, very soon. So watch the social media for that announcement. And also, please do subscribe to the show. If you don't, subscribe on your favorite podcatcher and drop by iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a great rating and review, because that helps us grow the show. All right, time to get out of here and let everybody get back to work. It's a Monday, but hey, we can make it. It's May. You know, it's almost Memorial Day here in the States. It's the unofficial start to summer here just in about 10 days. So for Rob, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to get back to work. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.